Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a new era for Pirates baseball. Kutch leaves the building. When 22 walks out and he gets moved to San Francisco, he didn't walk out, excuse me, when he gets traded. It's a new era. Gerrit Cole poured into us for the time he was here. Kutch was iconic. Silver slugger, gold gloves, MVP. However, we brought players back in both those trades that we think are going to help us now, make us better moving forward. I think the team has gone through a galvanization process over the winter. A lot of narrative. Listened to some people, got some thoughts together, got a lot of feedback in a lot of different areas. And once we got to camp, we started putting things together. And then once we got to Lakon here to start playing games, we're done with what's happened in the past. We're going to honor the past. We're going to own the present. And we're going to create our own future together. So we're in a very solid position right now.
Ron, you like the Bob Seger Band? You a fan of him?
Sure. Detroit's own, right?
Turn the page.
That's what Clint Hurdle was saying. Does any sports team ever have but to turn the page? You can't live on last year, whether you win the World Series or finish last. You have no choice.
That's Clint Hurdle from MLB Network on expectations for 2018 with Andrew McCutchen gone and now, as he has put it several times, a new era of Pirates baseball, one that will get postponed, delayed. We will not have opening day baseball for you in Detroit. You'll have to wait until tomorrow because Mother Nature has intervened. But the rest of baseball gets underway. Andrew McCutchen will make his Giants debut in L.A. tonight against the Dodgers. Neil Walker will play his first game.
He gets Kershaw right off the bat, doesn't he?
Yeah, welcome to
Welcome to the National League West.
Neil Walker will put on pinstripes for the first time at 3:30 with the Yankees. They take on Toronto. The Cubs play the first game of the baseball season in Miami at 12:30. So there's still a ton going on today. I'm going to start you off with this question, Ron. Can the Pirates make the playoffs? Do you see any way they can quiet the critics and have a really good season in 2018?
No, I don't. I mean, you never say never. Look what the Minnesota Twins did last year, right? I don't think anyone thought they were going to make the playoffs, and they did. I think it's highly, highly, highly unlikely, almost impossible, but not impossible, you know, because that's why you play the game. But if it's up, you ask me if I think they have much of a chance, I would tell you no.
I have the Pirates fourth in the National League Central, and
I have them
10th in the National League. The only teams I think they're better than are Colorado, Atlanta, Cincinnati, San Diego, and Miami. Five teams make the playoffs in the National League. So if I have them 10th, that means I have them at around 74, 75, 76 wins, which is right about where they finished last year.
Isn't that funny? I did my column in the Post-Gazette today. I think you're copying me. I really do. I predicted 74.
And 88.
And 88. Below mediocre, significantly. Now, they won 75 last year. I was chided. Oh, you ripped them for losing McCutchen and Cole, yet you only said they're going to be one game worse than last year. Well, I like parts of this team, and I think if they'd have kept McCutchen and Cole and added to it maybe another pitcher and a third baseman, they would have had a chance to compete, but they chose not to do that. So I see them right around where they were last year. I said 74 wins, and I know you read that, and I think you copied.
Well, it would,
that's what you do because you've been so bad at your own prognostications, and you want to try to jump on a winner like me.
My baseball predictions were fine last year.
What's that?
My baseball predictions were good last year.
I think I beat your butt in it. No, they weren't. Don't even give me that.
What do you mean?
You predicted Pirates to win 93 games.
Well, that was one.
90,
well, that was one mistake. That was one miscue. I had the Indians.
That was an 18-game miscue for the Pirates.
Okay. I had the Indians making moves or making noise. They did.
You know, 93 wins last year. What were you drinking last year?
Not water, apparently. I don't know what I was on. But there is no Kool-Aid on this side of the table today. None of it. I just cannot bring myself. You know, Neil Huntington said after the Cole trade, their projection model for wins didn't change. That with the players they brought back in that deal, Feliz, Musgrove, and Moran, some projection models inside the Pirates front office had them as a better team.
Well,
and again, I was not big on Cole. I was ready for him to move on, to be frank with you.
Yeah, I'm okay
with that. But, you know, don't sell me that three unproven guys, you bring them in and somehow it makes your team better. I don't buy that for a second. The odds makers don't buy it either.
What's the win total? Right around 73?
73. Vegas has them 150-1 to win the World Series, 40-1 to win the NL, 30-1 to win the NL Central. ESPN put out its initial opening day power rankings this morning. They have the Pirates 21st out of 30 teams. So the consensus is that this is not a good baseball team. And they really, even with Huntington's spiel, they have not done enough in the offseason to make themselves a team that goes from 17 games out of first place last year, 17, and 12 out of a wild card, that they have done anything that would give any expert or any observer the belief that this team is going to turn it around and make the playoffs. They say they can compete this year. I beg to differ. I look at the moves that got made in the division, the three teams that you're trying to leapfrog, all went out and did something to make themselves better. The Cubs replaced Arrieta in the rotation with Yu Darvish. I think that's a slight upgrade for them. Darvish, you know, melted down in the World Series last year for the Dodgers and wasn't good. But you look at his regular season performance the last 2 years, it's on par, if not a little bit better than Arrieta, plus he's younger. So I like that for them. I don't think it's going to improve them by leaps or bounds, but they won the division last year. They didn't need to go out and make a huge move. The Cardinals and Brewers both did. St. Louis made the Ozuna trade. They bring in 37 home runs and 124 RBIs. They drop it right into the middle of their lineup. They're trying to make... I mean, how the Cardinals, to me, are a lot like the Steelers. You don't expect them to miss the playoffs 2-3 years in a row, and they're working on a 2-year playoff drought right now. And I think the Brewers... You know, the Pirates sing the small market blues. We can't compete in free agency. We can't make a big deal. We can't trade our top prospects for players. And Milwaukee did both of those things this offseason. They signed Kane to a 5-year, $80 million deal. They make the Christian Yelich trade. They give up 4 minor leaguers and their top prospect to make that trade happen. So why would I think, Ron, that the Pirates are going to be any better than those three teams? What would give me that?
I can't come up with a reason for you. I mean, everything would just have to go right. I mean, Moran would have to really do the job at third base, hit with some power. We heard Bob Walk the other day said he hasn't seen that out of him
yet. That's not encouraging.
No, it isn't. And, you know, the young pitchers have to continue to grow. And I like Trevor Williams a lot. I think he has a chance to be a pretty good pitcher. Cole may be a little bit behind him, but I kind of like him too. Tyone, I think you have a chance with three young guys, but as we well know, the progression up to stardom isn't an easy one, and there's a lot of bumps in the road, and guys get hurt as well. I just don't see it happening for them, but, you know, that's why they play the games.
We had our Fan Uncensored last night,
and what a show it was.
Yep. Thankfully, none of that will make it on the air today because it was at times a little bit...
uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I would actually say uncomfortable.
Confrontational?
No, there was no.
I mean, there was a lot of love between you and I.
You're my hero, the guy I aspire to be in this business.
And I just now plagiarized your columns on the air.
Not my column. You like my prognostications, but okay. There was a little bit of animosity on that stage.
There was animus. There was absolutely animus last night. But I talked to a Pirates fan afterwards who said that, and this is a guy that used to have season tickets now, who said to me, "This year, this is what I'm doing. I am going to the series against San Francisco because I want to see McCutchen in person. I'm going to go see the Giants play in Cincinnati because that's a doable drive, and that's it. That's it." Who said, "You know what? I can't believe I'd ever say this, but I'm more into what McCutchen does this year than I am what the Pirates do."
I imagine there's a few people out there that feel that way. I don't know. Again, if you're winning, people will get over it, just like, you know, Neil Walker when he left.
But they're not right now, and that's the point.
That's the problem.
So there's been a lot of negativity around the Pirates this offseason. Clint Hurdle likes to call it noise. And that's what we end the offseason later today as baseball starts, although the Pirates will be postponed until tomorrow. Started the show with this question. Does anybody think the Pirates can be a playoff team this year? Does anybody out there have optimism? Does anybody out there think they can be a dark horse? I mean, today is a day for season predictions. Where will they finish in the standings? Can they make the playoffs? Are you a believer? Do you think they can make the playoffs? As Ron pointed out, the Twins lost 103 games in 2016, then made the playoffs last year. The Diamondbacks lost 93, then made the playoffs last year. The Rockies lost 87 games, then made the playoffs. So three teams last year defied the odds and made the postseason. Do you think the Pirates can do it? 412-928-9370. If you're optimistic about the Pirates, we'd love to hear from you because there's so much negativity around them right now. Is there anybody that actually sees it glass half full? 412-928-9370. And if you don't, tell us why. 412-928-9370. That's the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line reminding you to text responsibly. We're Cook and Pony.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.